Blog Talk Radio.
I can't leave her alone. I've been fiending for chocolate, mommy.
Yeah, it's your boy John Doe. You know what time it is, baby. It's Chocolate City Radio.
Hey, what they do, man? It's your homeboy Blood Raw Chickadee, you feel me? B. Raw Steam, Mr. Motherfucking Rick Flair, jumping off the dresser that he is. Now, tell me, right now you chilling with my homegirl, Chuck Mommy, you feel me, on Chocolate City Radio. Yeah, this shit about to get real wet, homie. Now, tell me.
What's happening? This is your man, Money D, representing Mask and Digital Underground. And when I'm not having unprotected sex with your mama, I'm chilling out, riding a chocolate wave with my girl Chalk Mommy. You know how we do. We be killing them.
You're listening to The Vibes right now, hosted by the goddess, the queen, my babes, Chalk Mommy. And all of us right now, we all riding the chocolate wave, because that's the only wave to ride on, isn't it? It's your boy Dylan Dillinger cruising. Let's get it. Boom, bang.
Tony Murphy Lee, you know what I'm talking about? This goes out to all my humans. Right now, you riding the wave right here on Chocolate City Radio, motherfuckers. And I'm the one and only Murphy Lee, you know what I'm talking about? Right here with Chalk Mommy. That's what we do. We get it in, all right? You see me!
What's up, everyone? This is your girl, Danny D. Just coming in to let y'all know that I love riding the chocolate wave with my favorite radio host, Chalk Mommy.
I can't leave her alone. I've been fiending for chocolate, mommy.
What up? This is your boy Noah Jones, Mr. Get With The Movement, or Move It himself. And right now I'm riding the chocolate wave with my girl Chalk Mommy. Holla at your boy.
Listen to that baby making music.
Hey, this is Vin Keaton, and I'm chilling with Chalk Mommy on Chocolate City Radio, the illest sex talk show.
We can do it all night long.
Hey, yo, what's good, Ja? This is the dude Stylistic. And right now, I'm riding a chocolate wave with my homegirl, Chalk Mommy. Let's get it.
What's up, y'all? This your boy, Carter B of 4Play Media Group, and I'm riding a chocolate wave with the Chalk Mommy herself.
What it is, man? Hey, this your boy's Cloud9 right here. You know what I'm saying? And what we doing is we riding the chocolate wave. Hey, got our motherfucking goggles on and everything. Let's do it. Hey, Chalk Mommy, fuck with your boys, man. Cloud9. Yo.
I can't leave her alone. I've been fiending for chocolate, mommy.
City Radio. Oh my God, it is such a privilege to be on the air tonight. I know y'all like, what the fuck is she talking about? I went to court today, and there was a chance that my ass wasn't going to walk out. So y'all are really fortunate to see and hear my ass on the air. I got my court date moved to the 23rd. So I'm going to have to call the powers that be and, you know, have them work some little miracles and stuff like that. I swear. It's good to have people in high places, and it's good to have people in low places, because the low people can get you to get an orgasm when you need it. I'm just laying, but nah, I'm dead. Man, we got a crazy ass show tonight. It's gonna be can you guys hear me? I guess old Princess Nay can hear me. What the fuck? Wait a minute, let me look at something. Let me make sure my volume, okay, I got everything good. Okay, tonight is gonna be a crazy ass show because I have a friend named Deshaun, and he was on Facebook and he was talking about why is it when a man looks good, a female automatically thinks he's a dog? And I'm here to say not all good-looking men are dogs, 65.5% of y'all motherfuckers are. And it's just like, you know, so the topic is men. How many times have your good looks kept you from talking to a female that you wanted to talk to? And most importantly, kept you from getting some pussy? I mean, hey, I'm just saying, if you ugly and you got nice pockets and you know how to treat a woman, I'm going to be inclined to talk to you. And if you look good, that's just a plus. Because a sexy bitch like me and a sexy dude, shit, that's just sexiness all together. So, I don't know. And we got Sandy J in the house. He's so excited about being a special male co-host and everything. So, it's going to be a good night. I'm hoarse as fuck. I don't know why. I'm going to say hi to Al in the chat room, Don Calypso in the chat room, Guys Men from the Virgin Islands. Don is doing a drive-by. He got a lot of chat rooms to get through tonight. And it's going to be crazy. It's going to be so crazy. I'll wait for my co-host to call in so she can give me her little 2 cents worth and everything. I would like to play some music, Sadie. So before I bring you on, I'm going to play, let me see. Anthony Hamilton featuring Carrie Hilson, Never Let Go.
How can I prepare you for how I wanna love you? And I know you've been hurting, pain in love is all the pain in your eyes. So baby, take a chance to really let me show you. And if you open up, I'll teach you how to love for life. Yeah. Cause the lonely never win. Tell me what you want.
When I need you,
girl, put your heart on mine. I promise that I'll never let it go.
Don't wanna cry no more.
No, not a single tear.
Cause I've been broken.
But now that I'm here,
I'll love again.
Girl, put your heart on mine. I promise that I'll never let it go.
I done seen a lot of things. I heard a lot of men play. They gon' love me forever. Tell me now, what makes you different? I gave my head all the way down to my ass. Boy, I need you right now to show me how. Throw my heart over my mind.
Tell me what you want.
When I need you,
girl, put your heart on mine. I
promise that I'll never let it go. Don't wanna cry no more.
No, not a single tear.
Cause I've been broken.
But now that I'm here,
I love again.
Girl, put your heart on mine. I
promise that I'll never let it go.
I never wanna let you go. Nah, baby.
But I gotta know that if I love you,
I'll never let you go.
Baby, I trust you.
Hamilton and Anthony Hamilton. And that's Never Let Go. Wow, I feel so special tonight. Oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. I am so blessed. I'm so special. I'm so special like Movado. Oh my goodness. Okay, now I'm going to bring Ceddie J on, and he's going to sit here and tell me what he thinks about the show and about the topic. Because me personally, have I ever not fucked with a dude because I felt like he was too good looking? Hell no, because that's like a challenge to me. So if you fine as fuck and I feel like you're like a conceited person, then I'm going to fuck with you just to see like how you are. Break your ass down and keep it motherfucking moving. That's just me. And maybe I'm wrong for that, but who's to say? I really don't give a fuck. So we're going to bring Ceddie J on so he can tell me his thoughts on that. Hi, Ceddie.
What's up, Chalk?
Nothing. Is the topic safe enough for you tonight?
Is the topic safe? It's still pretty out there. This is actually the most unsafe thing I could probably get into.
You know how you are. You're so motherfucking Texas conservative and shit.
Oh, I'm not as conservative as I've seen.
Oh, so that means you have no problem fucking in a room full of people and getting your dick sucked either, right?
I'll leave that for another show. That's for another show, but no, as far as the topic, I mean, wow, that's pretty crazy.
But the thing is like, it's crazy because we were talking about this on Facebook. Let me bring in Princess Nay. We were talking about this on Facebook last night, and he's a very attractive person. I mean, he models and everything like that, nice body tattoos and stuff. And he was like, women will not talk to him or they don't pay him any attention because they feel like because he looks so good that he's a dog. And I'm like, a dog can be ugly as fuck too. I mean, men, it don't matter what y'all look like. Y'all bitches gonna be dogs regardless. I'm just saying, like, I dated an ugly dude, and he was, like, so doggish, because I was like, I'm going to stop dating these pretty boys and go to somebody ugly, because if you ugly, you ain't got no choice but to take care of your woman, right? Not saying you're ugly.
It's fucked up.
You agree, right? An ugly dude can only take care of home, because ain't nobody really going to want his ugly ass but you, and it's like, you know, shit. But my thing is, he ended up being a dog, too. So, it's like, whether you look good or you're ugly, your ass can still be a motherfucking dog. So, it's like, you know, good looks can be a curse, and sometimes it can be a blessing. I mean, I go through it a lot, and I'm sure Princess Nay go through it, because guys would be like, oh, you probably think you look good. No, I don't think I look good. I'm straight. I'm comfortable in the skin that I'm in.
That's what we did. I'd be like, hell yeah, I know I look good. If you don't like it, then get the stepping, bitch. I don't care.
So
I don't need you. You want me.
How much dick has your good looks cost you?
Probably none. No, I'm the princess. I get what I want.
Ay. The fuck? Okay.
Welcome. What's up, Nay? I see Nay's in the building. Now, I've definitely been in the building with that comment.
How y'all doing?
You know, I thought that it would be nice to have some men on to balance it out. Because, you know, Princess Nay, we be running shit. And, you know, sometimes a male may feel a little intimidated by beauty and brains. So
intimidated? Who the hell is intimidated? I need to talk to these dudes and tell them to reach between their legs and grab some guy and get some damn balls. There's only one time where the talk mommy did give me, she got me stuck. I was opening my mouth a little bit too much that one day. She did put me on, for being his son.
So this is fun. King Tap Out. He can't even say shit too much.
Exactly.
So we're just gonna go. We gonna play a repeat episode. So you can shut up, bro.
That's all right, though. That's all right. See, I just went and recuperated. Now, I came back. I'm a warrior. Man. I'm a warrior.
You a warrior?
Yep.
He ain't a
warrior. Boy, bye. A warrior is able to fuck in a room with strange people looking at him and get his dick sucked and bust like a champ. So you're not a warrior.
He ain't a warrior. He's just the ones that comes and cleans up the field after the warriors have been there. He clean up the horseshit. He don't come on there to do the battle. Nah.
I mean, Daddy like one of those guys. He likes to play it safe. It's like he may have freaky thoughts, but he would never act out on them because he doesn't know how to follow them through. He might be
I don't know about that one.
I don't think you know how, Teddy. I think you need to prove it. I think that you just, you just naive and laid back.
I think you should make
I'm just one of them people. I just chill. I don't really do anything. Yeah, y'all might be.
Laying there.
Ain't none of that. Ain't no this. Oh, my God. Stop it.
Mr.
Ward.
Nope.
Okay, stop it. Oh, my God. Get molested. Okay. Stop molesting me.
That's all I want to know. Can we get a video of you, Mr. Warrior?
No. A video of me? I don't know about that. See, we had to talk a contract and see. You know, the zeros are good enough for me.
Hey, anyway, your dick is not famous yet until you have sent me a video and I put it on chalkmommy.com.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. See, because once it's on there, it's going to be bam. And then they're going to be on there like crazy. Oh, my God.
But see, then you won't have to worry about females not wanting to talk to you because they think you might look too good and you look like a dog. They're going to want to talk to you because they seen your dick and seen it spit on my site. And they're going to know you freaky as fuck. They ain't going to give a fuck what you look like.
I like that mystery, though. I like the fact that, you know, some chicks will look at you and go, oh, this dude. Sometimes it's not just the looks part. Like you said, sometimes it's what you do, too. Like, if you're a person that got your head on straight or whatnot, that scares some chicks away, too. They're like, well, this dude's a too perfect type of dude. I can't. Because sometimes, just like, you know, a lot of times guys are scared to fall through commitment. So are females. It's like, because some of them don't want to follow through. They're in a partner life where they want to be single. But then it's like, damn, now this dude's perfect comes in my life now. What can I do now? And I've been to that before. I went to that this summer. I was talking to a chick that did that to me.
What I would suggest is we go to a swingers club and we share.
Yeah. Mm-mm-mm.
Yes, Eddie, what?
Huh? What? Oh, yeah. You know, I had some stuff in my ear. I had to clean my ear out real quick because I can't really hear you playing.
Daddy, you're in the big leagues right now. You know what I'm saying? This is a team. We get freaky, and I'm Captain Smack 'em Down and Swallow 'em Up. Gobble, gobble. And you know I swallow.
And I'm just going to sit back, relax, watch, and enjoy the ride.
If I don't quit getting molested right now. Oh, my gosh.
Let your hair down. I'm going to need you to take your glasses off and let your hair down.
I am letting my hair down. I've been letting my hair down.
I need you to get butt naked then.
Somebody dropped me. I hated it, and they wanted to be a good boy while trying to do this show to me. The good innocent boy that
Sadie is not ready for Chuck Mommy.
Stop it! Stop! Oh my gosh! Oh my gosh! We have to go to a quick commercial break.
Oh, why? Your dick hard?
Huh?
Your dick hard?
I can't talk. I don't want to come into it. Why is getting that to that point?
Can you tap it on the phone?
Huh? You got tapped on the phone.
Yeah.
Oh man, no, I can't do that. You know, cause see what happened is, you know, my microphone is not all that good, right? So, and my phone kind of messed up. So if I start tapping the phone, I'm gonna mess it up, and I might get
man,
a bad
you give
signal.
Punk
so I'm gonna get a bad signal, and you know how Verizon be doing the Verizon, it be kind of messed up every now and then. So you know, y'all understand what I mean, right? Y'all want me to get my signal messed up, do y'all?
You know what? You gonna fuck around there and make your ass say burr.
Nah, I ain't gonna say no. Oh my God, stop, woman. Oh my God, somebody over here could not behave.
Oh my, Princess Nay, did you hit a prank call? Did you actually go back and listen to the prank call from Friday night with DJ Marksky? Oh my God, that shit was so funny because you know this motherfucker when I asked him about eating pussy and he was like, yeah, skirt, skirt, skirt.
He said, what?
When I asked him, did he eat pussy and spin? He was like, yeah, he did some skirt, 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 like some DJ scratching noises on the phone. That shit was funny. Matter of fact, you know what? I'm going to do him a big favor. I'm going to go post that prank call on the Wu-Tang DJ site. It's already on the Core DJ site.
Wow.
Oh, it's on the Core DJ site? Oh,
of
man.
Course.
Wow.
Of course. Matter of fact, people say it wasn't as funny as the burr. Would y'all like to hear it?
Yes, I need a quick break anyway. Oh, this is believing that keeping the hands themselves.
Oh wow! Whatever. Okay.
Keep going. Oh my God! Let me stop.
Okay, where is it? Okay, here it goes. What the fuck is it? Damn. Okay, here we go.
Parties, and this is why we're actually having this. Yeah, well, yeah, every tour, yeah.
Okay, so you don't mind fucking if you know comes up to you and it's very short long because you're going to be paid very well for this company. Each tour is like $5,000. Yeah.
All right, good.
Okay, so if you know comes up to you and she wants you to fuck for you,
I can do that.
Okay, and do you have a problem with having your dick sucked while you're spinning on the turntable?
Not at all.
Okay, so, like, when you're having your dick sucked and you're about to come, do you make noises or do you come in silence?
I don't know. I'm going to give a double scratch for that one. Zicky.
Oh, so you can scratch and nut at the same time?
Uh-huh.
Okay, so on a scale, you're going to say on a ruler, 1 being the lowest, 12 being the highest, where would you say your dick would be on a ruler? How many dicks would you say you are? Because DJ has to have a big dick.
I don't know. I'm probably like the 10 and the highest.
Okay, is that 8 or is it 10?
6.
Oh, that's cool. Now, question. How do you feel about performing oral sex? Because you have to be a multifactorial person. You know what I'm saying? I'm not saying that you have to eat pussy, but if that was something that a female wanted to do and see if you can stay focused and scratch and eat pussy, could you do that?
Yeah, I probably could.
Okay. Now, I haven't seen your picture, so can you describe to me what you look like?
I can't really tell, but I'm sure. 5'8".
Oh, wow. You don't know what you're about to miss out on. get in, like I said, we're going to launch it on Sunday on the WooWorld.com, WooFlash, it's like a hyphen world.com, and it was very nice talking to you, and hopefully you'll be responding to my email in the next hour and a half.
Okay.
Okay, you have a good night, sweetie, and thank you. I swear, the things that I do over the phone for my fans, my friends, and everything. See, it's Princess Nay's fault because I be trying my damnedest to behave myself, and then she'll come on and she'll just fuck up everything. She will just fuck up everything. And I just be like, man, what am I gonna do? I don't know what to say, and I try to be a good girl, but she just makes it so hard. I just be like, oh, wow. And then it don't help when I call a thirsty man. Like, come on, guys. Y'all got to be smarter than that. Y'all can't just be falling for any and everything. If that's the case, y'all motherfuckers going to be broke all the fucking time because a bitch will beat you for your money. Like, oh. So, sad. How many homeboys you got like that?
Well, they all tricking out the money just to try to talk to a chick. Oh, I know a couple like this. They homeboys that I hang out with like crazy, but I got some homeboys that do that.
Whatever, you know, birds of a feather flock together. You know.
You know what? See, y'all gonna learn it. Y'all gonna learn it, eh?
We're gonna learn what? You scared to play with your dick on the air? You scared to fuck in a room full of people and get your dick fucked too? What we gonna learn? That you tap out easily? What?
No. See, now my distraction has went to sleep. I can finally behave on the air now.
Oh, so you had to wait for your dick to go down.
Oh, no. There's somebody over here that wanted to distract me while I'm trying to do the show.
Was she sucking your dick?
Huh? What?
Was she sucking your dick?
I can't tell you all that.
Man, you're so green. You are so fucking green. I swear, when I meet you, I'm going to pull your pants down and throw you on the fucking ground, and I'm going to hammer your ass. How about that?
Wow. Oh, my God. What the heck? I thought you was a freak.
Oh, God. Hey, you are fucking killing me. You are killing me, really. You are just killing me so much.
What?
Anyway, I got to play. I got to find this song because it was like a really, really nice song. As soon as I find it. Okay, hold on. And Princess Nay, I know that we both liked the song because we talked about it. Ah, here we go. Hold on. Wrote a song. Want to hear it? Here it go.
Nobody moves.
I still like it.
Out of brick, you know.
the post like D.I.C. They take the dance, listen in, talk C.O.P. Switching in to one drop, think I am me. Bitch take long, but she ain't buying me. A nigga married to the vibe like C.O.P. Lock it load up, call it the hold up. Everyone want to get clean, it's what the show's up. I do it slow, simple, bottle closure. I got the black stock and got fat hoes up. Lock it load up, call it the hold up.
Freaky stuff. Somebody wants to try to distract me while I try to behave on the show.
Okay, well, if she's a bad bitch, she needs to be sucking your dick while I'm talking nasty to you.
No, she does not. Don't
yes,
get
she does.
Mad.
Put
it
on.
Damn. Man, Sadie,
why are you talking through sucking your dick?
That's what you're working with.
Don't give her no ideas. What
if
you do?
Words that are coming out of my mouth and
take it. And then while you take that, and send the video to chocolatecity2010 @gmail.com.
Hey, Sadie, I know where your ass won't be come Super Bowl.
Where?
Indianapolis, you will not be at the XXX Super Bowl event because you are too shy. You would be like one of the motherfuckers be like, okay, you know what? I'm going to buy me some panties and I'm going to take that bitch in the bathroom far away where nobody can see us. And I'm going to have her go in the bathroom first. And I'm going to wait about 10 minutes and then I'm going to go in the bathroom and then I'm going to do it to her. And then I'm going to send her out. And then after I catch my breath and my heart rate comes back to being normal, then I'm going to come out like nothing ever happened. You're not a freak.
Wow.
You're not a freak.
So you're going to be at the Naptown for Super Bowl?
Of course. Me and Chica.
All right, shout out to that. I'm supposed to be there, too.
But the question is, with you supposing to be there, are you coming to the XXX event? It's XXX for a reason.
I'm gonna come there and I'm gonna behave. I'm gonna be the
man,
most.
Man, that nigga's stuttering. He's scared.
He
already
is.
He's trying to get commentary.
You say you're trying to get commissary. What?
He got a mouthful of dick, I mean pussy already, my bad.
Like, Princess Nate, he is not ready. You know?
He's not ready.
Even if he went and brought a month's supply of blow-up dolls to practice fucking in public, he still wouldn't be ready.
I see. You know what? Y'all like him. Y'all try to challenge me. You know what? I'm going to rise to one of these challenges you keep throwing at me one day. And I'm going to prove them wrong.
You never will.
Really? I mean,
yes.
My thing is, setting. I mean, you know, you got a webcam. I got a webcam. So we can have virtual sex and I would still fuck you up. So what are you saying?
Woman, stuff.
Okay, you know what, Sadie? I'm just going to keep it real, real with you, and I'm going to tell you what I posted in the room, okay? I said that I will fuck up your little world. After I fuck you, your ass will be on disability because you will not be able to function. So you will get a monthly check.
All right, all right. See, you know what? Buffer.
I don't know why Sadie agreed to come on here with us, because he knows he cannot ride the chocolate wave when I'm crunk.
I'm gonna come on the show. I was gonna be somebody is trying to they want to add the food.
Hell, you can't even handle her over there talking about fucking rebels with Chad Mommy, boy bye. Sound like you running.
Woman. Well, all right, you gonna run today.
Nope.
Why don't you cut up the webcam so we can see? I've always wanted to see you
talking
out some.
I have not put no webcam.
Ow!
All right, I'll do it again. Let go.
Don't
fake me. Oh my gosh! I swear, y'all are so retarded. Daddy, we're gonna have to do something with you because you're not playing fair. So I'm gonna play some more music. I gotta find something for Princess Nate because she is so sexy and she got some cute little lips. So I gotta get her in a good mood. So let's see, Daddy, why don't you ask the girl how does it feel or how does your dick taste or whatever it is she's over there doing to you? We want to know.
Wow.
Let me.
Damn, I got a phone call you. I got a phone call you.
Oh, shit. He said he won't let me. Daddy, you scared me. Oh, my gosh. Like, this song is dedicated to Princess May and the chick that's putting up with Sadie's ass right now. Hold up. What the fuck?
It's Gucci. Big Gucci. The funny lights can't get her with me. Yeah. She's ready now. Chillin' with a mice, think of money, got the money, and we ballin' all in Beijing. Who should get a honey, and he known to buy a nice thing. White ring, white dress, she play for the 18. Rich boy, Divas, East Atlanta, Trinas. Pull her with a clean one, she look like a mean one. I'm tryna choose her, she don't fuck with losers. Baby say she ready for me, tell her I'm a user. Pull up in a cruiser, scratch P cruiser. Me and Johnny C, money longer down a ruler. Parker say he knew ya, you look like a jeweler. Little to my jeweler, I bought her. I'm
shorty mesmerized. I'm the man round here. She ready now. Zooming on the floor, get ready now. Let her beat, beat, beat. Shorty, she a freak. Lights, camera, action.
Let's get it. Yeah, walk up in the club and grita, young Holly, you got it.
Tanta conexión, estoy en brego con los iluminares. These niggas ya que saben, lo mío suena a otro nivel. Ya se dio cuenta everybody, so I'ma keep on flowing. Yeah, I'ma keep on flowing. Porque me la creo que sueno mejor que estos cabrones. Yeah, I'm on it, so respect that. This nigga fall back, nigga step back. I'ma die for this money, motherfucker, you can bet that. Y no es que estoy guía de Dre, pero me pueden comparar. Considerarme just as fucking great. Hola.
You never know how to bring that song. Oh, 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 oh.
Shorty is the type one, Louboutin heels with the lace from Puerto Rican. Skip the line on my VIP shit. It seen a dime that I think I'm a creep with. It's in the high sheet lines like a demon. In the twitch of a hip hop cheap shit. A couple shots to Patron, two stepping them gum. Licking it shorty, like he going home. Splash on him and I can't complain. Take a picture. Doing my thing, and you know why? It feels so good to be young. It feels so good to be free. It feels so good to be alive. It feels so good to be me. It feels so good to be young. It feels so good to be free. It feels so good to be alive. It feels so good to be me. It feels so good.
Welcome to my house party.
mattress. You know all them honeys and daddy mattress boy stuff. Doing shit that money can't. Daddy daycare home. Why you think your honey ain't? Who you think she stay with? It's that kid in place. Your main chick got night job. You can get a day shit. Come and hit her front or back. Me get a face shit. Game on his way up in this motherfucker. Hey bitch, hey bitch, hey ho. Here we on that lay low. And then y'all Simon said she do what I say so. Got the whole house packed. You can get your spouse back. When we done partying with them all in that loud pack. Haters can't tell us shit. Don't knock me. Tell your bitch. House party popping on that Martin shit. We yelling shit. Cold bottles, cold Mac, cold bottles. We spitting on each other, pussy, and I'm holding bottles. Body, body, body. Welcome to my house, body, body, body. Welcome to my house, body, body. Welcome to my house, body, body, body. So I got on my table, bitches in the living room. They gon' ask you at the door, what you trying to get into? Only me and my niggas, how to bring a friend to? Bought a pop, I'm out of watching, all out in my living room. I'm a nigga, Lewis Wilson. Thursday, calling me Millville. We got a car right in the basement, it's a real deal. We in the movie room, we ain't watching movies, though. Life's camera action, we gon' make a movie, ho. She looking all at my wrist, she love the way this music go. Crack house, try to shit, she tell me that I'm cooler, though. Cooler than a fan, fresh like a Easter. Homie, I don't need a watch, bitch. You can keep her. She said I ain't hit that, only you believe her. Pull up in the limo, I'm like, I shot all these.
Selection. Now check it. Today, one of our people we fucks with, it's their birthday. So I would like to give a special shout out to Mr. Promo Rob Tony for being an old motherfucker today. No, I'm playing. I would like to say happy birthday, Rob. We love you here on Chocolate City Radio.
Chop does. Don't say the princess does. The princess ain't giving his ass no shout out or no damn birthday love. Bump that. Same thing I put on his wall. I ain't telling your ass happy birthday.
Wow! You the old miserable ass female. I need to find somebody to just come give you the dick. Princess Day is now accepting applications for 9 inches or better of dick. Please hit her up at ShaneeV2000 on Twitter.
happy birthday to that person. To happy birthday.
Oh, you
don't tell him happy birthday.
He said, happy birthday, to that person. You can tell Sadie ain't used to getting any type of sexual attention and doing something else at the same time.
I'm not right. He's a monster, man.
He is shot but shoddy special, like for real. You know what? Maybe I should dedicate that song to him.
Go ahead.
Hold on, I gotta find it.
Wow, short but shoddy, really?
You ain't never heard it?
I know what song you're talking about, but really?
Oh no, good. That's what I'm gonna sing for him.
Here you go, Daddy. This is dedicated to you. Well, sooner or later. What the heck? Yes, I need to skip. Here we go.
Oh, man, shawty. You got that stupid fruity sweat, y'all.
Y'all messed up. Y'all messed up, man.
Shawty, it like... Shout, but shout. Yeah. Shout, but shout. Let these niggas know, shout. You got that swag, shout. Let these niggas know, shout. Let these niggas know, shout. Let them know.
Shout.
Because I'm a shooter.
them back to back to back. And the only thing he will probably be able to answer is the shit that I'd be like, can you understand the words that are coming out of my mouth and just go real slow? Nay, could you pitch your fucking waffle? What would that be like? Like, oh. I wouldn't fuck him with Lil Wayne's mama's pussy. Oh, God. No. What, am I wrong to say that?
Lil Wayne don't have no mama. He was hatched.
Out of a rooster? No.
No, he's a gremlin. Gremlins were hatched. He was
a pterodactyl. He was a pterodactyl egg, right?
He was like Gizmo, but then they fed him after midnight, and he turned into a gremlin. He don't have a mama. He's a greaser.
Hell no! Princess Nay, if he offers you $2 million to fuck him with no condom, would you?
Only if I could use Chica.
Wow.
No. He said don't fuck no foreign objects, no foreign dicks, and no foreign people.
Yes, he do.
No.
He don't fuck creatures.
Then him and baby be kissing each other in the mouth. I wonder behind closed doors what else they do. Ew. Okay, I wonder how many men in Cash Money can suck a dick like me. Fucking faggots.
All of them. All of them. They all started out doing baby.
And then he ended up marrying somebody 18. When older men date women that's like half their age and plus, and because they can't satisfy women their age or slightly below. It's called small dick-itis. Fuck a young girl, give her money, and she was swerving down, you got a big dick. I'm just saying, that's my take on it.
Somebody telling me off that I don't check my email, so I'm trying to go look at my email.
Yes, you need to. And you know what, Thunder Twin? I am going to try to get awesome on the show. And if I was to ever have the opportunity to get Gucci on the show, my first question to him is like, so, we already know you are a paymaster, so whenever we tell you no, you're going to keep throwing them hoes out of cars.
Yep.
But, Gucci, how you going to offer a bitch $150 for some pussy head or whatever, but then again... He was on Kendler Road. He was in the hood. There's a difference in the price of pussy in the hood and in Buckhead, so I don't know. I'm just saying. Oh, wow. Damn.
Yeah, you don't learn it, eh?
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my goodness. My stomach hurt. I need a man to come. Oh, shit. We got a whole bunch of people on. Oh, shit. It's the Dirty Broad Man. This is DA.
Sorry, sugar, but it'll go back to sleep, baby.
Jack, my man. What's happening, boo? What's up, Mr. GA? What's good, bro?
What's happening, y'all? What's happening?
They were talking trash about you, son. They were talking trash about you.
Man, they were talking about the steady old punk ass son. Text Mr. GA and said, man, they talking bad about you, man. You better come on over here and defend yourself, man.
Yo, what they were saying, son? What they were saying, yo?
I'm going to tell you what we said. For people that are listening, this is Mr. GA. Originally from New York,
take that.
He's been on a hot
I got a hook for a dick that hooks your insides and pull them out when I pull out.
Yo, Matt, crazy on the phone line.
Oh my
yo,
God.
What's good?
Nothing, Mr. GA, let me tell you. Now, you've been on the show when we've had Seti on, and Seti can't fuck with us. He has a female over there that wants some dick, and he don't want to give it to her while he's on the air. He is so lame.
Still here.
Shelly, what up, baby?
They gotta get some now.
Man, man.
I gotta get Shelly, some now.
Up,
still here fucking with me.
Oh, shit. Oh,
Lord. Yeah, why don't you grab the phone? Why you?
Why would you give her some dick on that?
I was trying
to take him out.
What's up?
Ooh, he said he's trying to take him out. Take him
and
out.
He's scared.
He ain't never scared. Tell him, shut up.
I ain't scared.
I need you to videotape this, and once you finish videotaping it, I need you to make that nigga tap out for real. And videotape it and send it to chocolatecity2010@gmail.com. And that's CHOCLATE, city. @2010@gmail.com, because we gonna put this nigga on YouTube and Facebook. We gonna edit your face out, but we need to show everybody that he done punked out and you made him cry. And
yo,
if you can put your leg behind
doing,
him one more time, that'll make us smile too.
Yo, Seti.
Yo, what's up?
For the record, right now, man, bend over and bust it right now on the air, son. Right now, for the record, kid.
You said for the home. You said what now?
For the record, yo. Bend over right now. Bend over and give it to her right now on the phone line, son. For everybody.
Right now. Oh, no, wrong. Boy,
he ain't
going to do it,
Mr. GA.
Wow,
he's
God, he's trying to encourage me.
Not Mr. GA. He don't do that.
Oh,
huh?
My God.
He's scared of pussy, Mr. GA. Yes,
me, Preston,
too many dudes on the line. Too many dudes on the line for me to hear. So anybody
now,
anything for me?
We can hang up on it. We don't mind. We control switchboard.
What's up, man? What y'all up to?
Nothing. We are reminiscing with Mr. GA. We put Sadie on timeout because Sadie don't want to act right. I don't know, not they dudes that will have some pussy beside them and not snatch it and be the motherfucking man on the radio. I'm not So that's that Texas shit.
Well, I mean, you got some people that's camera shy, and then you got some people that's radio shy.
He's a radio host.
Well, that don't mean he like fucking on the radio.
Man, if a man can't fuck on the radio, something wrong. Either they got a small dick or they shit gonna clown them.
How would you know if it's small or not? You can't see it.
You don't know what I can see.
We
okay.
saw it. He sent us a picture.
Oh, okay.
We see you too. Only person
we can
for is Mr. GA, because he's CEO of Team Take That, Take That.
He's the porno king.
Yeah, we seen his movie. White T-shirt and all.
I didn't see the movie.
So, what plans to have for your birthday?
What tonight? I'm just chilling, resting up for tomorrow. You know, me and the boys are going to hang out, doing our thing. You know, we're going out to Arizona this weekend.
Oh, where?
Out to Arizona.
Oh, really?
Yeah, we got some stuff we're doing out there, so we probably gonna party in Arizona.
Uh huh.
Kick it with the white boy.
That's what's up.
You gonna get wasted like the white boy?
Hey, why not?
Oh, so I got a question for you.
Go ahead.
Are you and Dada 5000 gonna come to Indianapolis in February and get nasty and freaky and throw that dick?
I said that we do all that, but we was thinking about coming out to Indianapolis though. Nah, that I ain't gonna do all that. Trust me.
Bring out the worst in people, and sometimes it brings out the best.
Yeah, that's true. But see, that's what.
If you see a bad chick, ain't no telling what she can make you do. Especially if she got all the right assets that turn you on.
Well, no, there is something because it ain't all about that. It is something I do. I control that situation.
Rob, you don't control nothing.
I control everything. So what's the show's topic today? What I missed so far? Catch me up.
The topic today was when you're a good-looking man and females automatically think you're a dog and they won't fuck with you because of your look.
Yeah, that preconception, misconception of the whole situation.
Yeah, but 65.5% of the motherfuckers are dogs.
Yeah, well, that's true, but you got to see the difference is, as a woman, you need to know how to differentiate through all that. You know, to see between all that bullshit.
Okay,
yeah.
So when a female see you, what does she say?
Well, I mean, I get different reactions from different females, but it depends on the more mature the woman is, the you know, the more accurate her assessment is of me. Put it that way.
Okay, so what was the assessment of the bitch that was fucking you up on Facebook?
That was doing what?
That was getting on your nerves on Facebook. That was pissing you off.
Oh, see, that was the little bitty bitch. She was like 21. So, you feel me? I mean, that's why, you know, that situation came. Immaturity. Older woman, I wouldn't have had that problem. We'd have settled that over the phone or in person.
I see.
So, it's just all about the maturity level. And you made a comment about the I was trying to say something, but you had me on mute. About why older guys deal with younger females because of what you said, some shit about. Well, what'd you say again? Revisit that statement.
I was saying that sometimes older men fuck with girls half their age and younger because they can't satisfy an older woman. You know, it's that major difference. A younger chick might accept a lot of shit that an older woman ain't. Like, if he come in like 10, 15 minutes, I'm not gonna be happy, but a young chick might be happy and he might be paying for it.
Well, I mean, that's an opinion, and my take on that is this. Now, I choose to deal with a younger woman. Trust me, I got shit to do with the size of my dick, because I ain't worried about that. I'm satisfying them old and young. The reason I would deal with a younger woman is because you have some older women that's so set in their ways to the point to where it's hard to deal with them and work with them, to where a younger woman, they still can be molded to the things you like to do. You see what I'm saying? They could be who you want them to be, as opposed to dealing with an older chick that done been in a relationship with a nigga before, and they used to that nigga vibe and how he get down and how he do different things. So they get with you, it's kind of hard to relate to them because they always reacting off of you, off of something the other nigga did.
It's easy when you start talking deep and shit like that.
Say what?
I said you're getting too deep. You know, shot gets sleepy when you start talking deep like that.
Well, I'm just making a statement. You know what I'm saying? Clarifying it up, because it's sometimes reasons behind that. Why people see it for me is because I just choose to deal with it for those reasons.
Okay, but you're not an old motherfucker either. I'm talking about motherfuckers in their 50s and 60s. And baby is my age, and his wife is he is more than double her age.
She is double. He's older. Well, I mean, shit, that's money. When you got money, you pretty much can date whoever the fuck you want to date. You know what I'm saying? I mean, that's pretty much.
Man, it's just, because you're paying for it. You know what I'm saying? And
yeah.
And when you have a young girl, she don't know no better.
Well, it's not even that she don't know no better. Even you got an older chick, if you got money, she gonna, if she want to be in that situation, she going to do whatever. She going to be whoever you need her to be.
Man, stop. Play his song, his birthday song for him.
Huh?
Play his birthday song for him again.
What birthday song?
The song he dedicated to him.
What song? What is Short
But Shorty?
That was for...
What she say, Sean? That ain't my damn song.
Very well.
That ain't my dance. So y'all got the joke. That's what's up.
We do. So I think I'll put a nice happy birthday message on your wall. I told her what I put already.
I'm still answering these shits. I've been replying to them all day.
Give me a song for Rob.
If you get a bad diagnosis, what would sound better? I don't know.
That's messed up. So
I don't know. How about t-shirt and panties?
There you go.
T-shirt and panties?
Yeah, that'll work.
You know what? No. Oh, by Omarion.
Oh!
Yeah. Oh. Woo. Sorry, sugar. Didn't mean to scare you.
Here we go. This is dedicated to the birthday boy. Man. Play toy.
Oh boy.
Cause you make us go wanna get involved, wanna get some jobs.
Thank you.
Tonight. If you're not fucking tonight, maybe you will fuck tomorrow. And if you're not fucking tomorrow, maybe you'll just fuck, period. I don't know. Anyway, we are winding down the end of Chocolate City Radio. And I am tired. I've been up ever since 7:30 this morning.
You sound tired.
Shut up, Sadie. You going back on mute. You ain't fucking.
You sound tired.
I am extremely tired. Like, so damn.
I'll try to get a phone call, damn.
Actually, I do need to call you so we can talk about the Indianapolis situation. That's what
okay.
I called you back that night, and I never did. And I was like, oh, my God, right. I got to call you. Plus, I got to
call you. That was 2 months ago, right?
Yeah, shut up. Anyway, I would like to thank everybody for listening in tonight. I would like to thank Steady J for his punk ass calling in, having a chicken and not fucking. I like to thank Princess May for calling in and riding the wave like she always does. I like to thank Mrs. Gates and the Papa Spirit. And I'd like to thank the Happy Birthday guy who called in and sharing his birthday with us this big day. And I would like to thank Karen from Club Broad Official. And I would also like to thank Frederick, the Virgin for teaching me. And I would like to thank everybody in the chat room. Al is a God's man. And then,
say the best for last.
I know, right? I like to thank Bob the Bob, Kevin Wednesday, Mr. Longstroke, Chad Crow, and my favorite brother, for writing collaboration on the blog over the weekend. So, yes, I'm ending a little early. I'm like a super tired, and I got some issues that I'm going to put right now. I sound love, though, but I need to get up. So I'll be back on Friday night.
And same time, same place.
Yeah, same time channel. And I'm going to do some more prank calls. So, Mr. GA, make sure you call in. I know you got some friends.
You know I do.
So, I love everybody.
Love you too, Ma. Good night, y'all.
And you soon.